petition with more than 5,000 signatures demanding an end to Utah's attempt to take control of federal lands was delivered Wednesday to Governor Gary Herbert's office. The effort was led by the Southern Utah Wilderness Alliance and supported by activists like Dwight Butler of Wasatch Touring. He says the federal government is taking good care of its land in Utah right now.
The state of Utah, there's a good chance, would develop it or sell parcels off or divide it up. Mm-hmm. And I think it's the best protection we have right now, and we should keep it that way.
Allie Isom, a spokesperson for Governor Herbert, says the bill passed by the legislature earlier this year is part of a broader dialogue on the management of public land in Utah.
The governor is simply saying to the federal government, we'd like to have a reasonable, balanced strategy to how we manage Utah's natural resources and public lands.
Backers of House Bill 148 say control of Utah's public lands would allow the state to generate much higher revenue for its public schools than it now receives. Dan Bomas, KUER News.